WRCT, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Junior Mervin right there. Police and Thieves. Ah, let's get everything all set and rocking and rolling here, eh? All right, Zombo in your brain. Let's get this over here. Put this over here. Put that over there. Get that over there. And put that over there. Today, show is all about the next layer up of the pyramid, the hierarchy, the pyramid of civilization. And today are police and thieves. Well, police, lawyers. What else? Police, lawyers. Is there another? Judges. And, yeah, there we go. Government officials. That's the other one. So that's going up the pyramid, the Egyptian pyramid. Today, August 1st, 2025. So that's pretty impressive. Man, oh, man, yes. August. It's still lots of summer left. Still lots of summer left. Just hanging out with you guys. Geez. Just gonna relax my fur with you guys. And we're gonna hang out. Zombo in your brain. 88.3 And Kenny Joe was on, what do you call it? Automation. So it was tricky switching everything over and getting everything right. But I never give up. That is a rule. That is a rule. Never give up, you know? And someone says, how'd you fix that? I just never gave up. Or you really, really break it. Then you have to call a professional in. There is a button here, believe it or not. There's a button on this board. It's really neat. It just says fix it. It's crazy. No, so no matter what's wrong, it resets the entire board. So it's pretty neat. So I'm like, oh my God, this level's way over here. This level's way over here. This isn't happening. This isn't recording. What's going on? Ah, press the button, fix it. So life, wish life was like that with a lot of people. You can just press that button and just fix it. But you know, you got to fix it yourself. Or the police will get you. So that's the thing, man. This thing about the fine line is blurred between police and military. And it's a little scary. You know, growing up, I was always like, oh, there's the cop. Just remember your phone number and he'll take you, drive you to his, he'll take you home if you get lost. And that was when I was 23. And then all of a sudden, just because you get older, you kind of say, oh, man. Because it all starts out with like, the training these people to be bullies from the get-go. Like, when I was, we had crossing guards when I was in grade school. And the crossing guards had like a patrol boys. They had like a badge and a belt. And some people were like, okay, you go on. And there were some of the real a-holes. And those kids, there you go. Never grew up and got to be police. And that's the thing. It's also scary, kind of scary about the police uniforms now. They look all military. It's frightening. Before it used to be like the dress blues and the hat. Now it's like some tactical gear. It's not cool, but you know, it is what it is. And we're going to enjoy and muscle through life the best we can, right? All right. The EMT, the police, and the fire department. Chilpare, Zombo in your brain, 88.3.
police department blues, boys. There's a particular reason for it. Me and Ainsley Pryor used to love to shout this song about 4 or 5 in the morning. And Chief Mitchell down there in home, he arrested us one night. Gave us a couple of rooms up there at the local establishment. My first name's Drew, my last name I never been told. Yes, my first name's Drew, my last name I never been told. I've been chasing pretty women since I was 9 days old. I left my baby standing at the back door crying. Yes, I left my baby standing at the back door crying. She says, mister, you got a home long as I got mine. Now, did I ever tell you about Miss Barbara Bray? Did I ever tell you about Miss Barbara Bray? That's my wife. Well, the poor girl's gone, but she sure was good to me. Yes, I'm going up a country, baby, can't take you. I'm going up a country, baby, but I can't take you. There ain't nothing up there a skinny-legged woman can do. Take a few, boy. I'm coming in. I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong always. Yes, I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong always. You gonna ask for me, honey, one of these rainy days. Oh, I love to hear my baby call my name. I love to hear that pretty thing call my name. Seem like she calls so easy and so plain. Take a few on the piano. Loving me all, who's your dog? I love my baby better than I do myself. When I caught up with her, she is loving somebody else. Well, I'm sorry, baby, sorry to my heart. Yes, I'm sorry, baby, sorry to my heart. We've been together so long, now we got to part.
Jimmy.
They are not you, nor queer,
but they all dig the queen.
Open-ended, especially when you're apprehended, taken in and our law and orders never, 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 never gonna break down. Our law and orders never, 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 never gonna break down. Our law and orders never, 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 never gonna break down. Our law and orders never, 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 never gonna break down.
With the guns and ammunition.
Quite a guy. Quite a guy that Eddie Grant is. Eddie Grant and the Equals. Eddie Grant went on to do like Electric Avenue and a few other choice reggae style hits. But he started that with a band called the Equals. There should be a rock and roll movie about the Equals. They were an amazing band. They were one of the first interracial bands. We're talking in the 60s, late 60s. Wrote some great stuff like Police on My Back and Baby Come Back and a bunch of other songs, and they don't have back in it, though. Green Light, great, great tunes, great rock and roll. And Eddie Grant, I mean, it was a great, great story. I mean, there was like one guy that wasn't doing too well financially, and Eddie Grant just goes, hey, you know, I want to put you on as co-writer for, I think it was Baby Come Back, and I got to be a hit. This dude made all this money just because. And it was interesting because Eddie Grant actually would say how he wrote that those songs. He says he was walking down a cobblestone hill and he was getting this rhythm so he wouldn't fall down. And with that rhythm, as he was going, he said he just, the melody from Baby Come Back, which is a really neat tune, came into his mind from the way he was having to walk down this cobblestone hill. So, yeah, just things like that. And got in a really bad car accident, messed himself all up, and straightened everything out body-wise. And then Equals were, you know, man, they're just quite, they were quite a band. Ah, The Clash before that. And actually, that was a Paul request. Police on My Back by The Equals. Police and Thieves. That was Junior Mervin tune. I started off with that, but I didn't get the whole song in. So I thought I'd play the Clash version because I was trying to fix the board. Usually, because Kenny Joe was on vacation, so usually he has everything all figured out by the time I get in here, and it was all discombobulated when I got in here, so I uncombobulated it because I'm an uncombobulator. Do policemen sing in front of that? That was Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians. And then we heard Police Department Blues by Andy Griffith. So that was Dilly, and everything started off with Shoe Parade, the EMT, police, and the fire department. Zombo right in your brain, and today is all songs about the police, judges, lawyers, the legal level of, well, I guess you could call it the legal level of civilization. Next week comes the ruler level. Also, actually, I will not be on the next 2 weeks. No, next week I will be doing Steel City Con, and I'll be interviewing celebrities again and again and again. And the following week is vacation. So I got an idea. If there's a special show you remember, because I save all my air checks. If you want me to air any special show, let me know. I got in the next 2 weeks, if you want to give me a call and say, oh, you did this one show like on Paramecium. The whole show is on Paramecium. I'd like you to play that whole show you did on Paramecium. I will go in my file. Oh, yeah, there's that show I did on Paramecium. All songs about Paramecium. I have a lot of music. And all that songs about Paramecium, man, those were dillies. Paramecium Twist. Let's do the Paramecium. Paramecium Lawyer. He was a lawyer, Paramecium. Oh, such a great word. Some words are so fun to say. Paramecium is such a great word. It really is. Like, yeah, high school, and they're teaching you, like, biology, and then they start saying paramecium. So somebody had a real sense of humor when they were making up some of these words. It's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Amoeba, that's okay. Cilia, that's kind of okay, too. But, man, you're getting the paramecium. There's some solid, cool marketing going on. It's not like how they name drugs now. They named drugs like Okazakic, a Mazupic, a Kalakic. You know, who? These guys got to be sitting around high on, or just drunk. What do we call this drug that unclogs your nose? We call it Nazanagalugazing, ding, ding, ding. So when people go to their drugstore, they have to say, I'd like to fill my prescription for Nazalazadun, the ding, ding, ding. And they look like a fool. But it used to be in the old days, they just used to name it after the dude. You know, they used to name stuff after the dude. Like ketchup. I mean, Johnny Ketchup invented ketchup. I don't know if you know that or not. Just imagining, hey, okay, wait, what is that? Well, I call it ketchup. That's kind of like America. America was named after the guy that drew the map. I think that's hilarious. Both continents are named after a map maker. Amerigo Vespucci. And that was his first name. I mean, can you imagine his name was like Jim? It's like, oh, yeah, North Jim and South Jim. Big tracts of land called Jim. Oh, man. Central Jim. Now, nah, that's a place you want to live in, Central Jim. But, yeah, so it's kind of interesting how we name stuff. And for the longest time, I always was trying to figure out ClarisWorks. It was an old program on Macintosh. It was a graphics program called ClarisWorks. And I could not figure, oh, what's this ClarisWorks? Then I figured, oh, these people are just making this stuff up. So they can't make it like Photoshop. Photoshop, anyway, that's a Photoshop. That makes perfect sense. Then you get or ClarisWorks. That sounds almost like, you know, a drug. Yeah. All right, I got to tell you some real stuff. How about this? Hey, moving and eating better. You can do that every day and make yourself and your kids healthier. Well, why don't you do it? Because most people listening to the show don't have kids. Really smart enough not to have kids. Search We Can online and find out more. We can. Search it online. All right, fine. I don't know. Just grab your kids and walk around. And very strange things to do with your family. I don't know. I'm glad I have a very, very small family. Because there's like things, a billboard that just bothered me today. The family that prays together stays together. Kind of creepy. Praying is, if you do it, it's more like, it's just meditation. All praying that is praying is meditation for for yourself. Let me put you this way. I think it's selfish meditation. Because when people pray, they're always praying for something. You know, very few people go, oh, they pray for world peace, you know, or they pray for, you know, no, they pray that they can, make their payments. They pray that they can get a new bicycle. They pray. It's amazing. Most people pray for selfish interests, but meditation is just kind of emptying your brain out. So that I think that's they just made meditation more selfish, and that's what ended up praying be. Because praying, the end line of praying is getting into the afterlife. You prayed a lot? Yeah. Okay, come on in. You're obedient. You prayed. Come on in. You spent your whole life worshiping and praying. Come on in. Now, what are you going to do now? Well, you're going to worship me and pray some more. Oh, man. For eternity? Yeah, for eternity. Now get praying. Get on them knees and start praying. There you go. Get your praying on. I mean, honestly, you think God really wants that if there is a God? You know what? I want to make you guys, and I want you all to pray to me all the time. Wow. That's kind of like, that's a lot of ego, man. I don't know, man. If I do something nice to somebody or something, I don't expect them to like bow down and pray. Yeesh. That's very uncomfortable. I don't think God will like that. This is my opinion. You know, sure, it's like, say, sure, if there was a guy just, hey, thanks for making me. I think that's all he probably would, I think I'd be cool with that. But if it's like, oh, and then I'm wondering, I'm going to pray for this and that. And then like, man, I got stuff to do. I got a universe to run. I ain't got time for your petty crap. You know, it's kind of like I'm saying, it's like little bugs. It's like, oh, yep. I want to save this bug. Well, there's all these bugs. I can't save them all. But then again, we are doing very well with the lantern flies. We are smashing them up. And less and less. 2 or 3 years ago, man, it was bad. It was bad. But it just goes to show, when we put our minds and our feet to things, we can actually destroy whole species. So there you go with that. That's a good thing to do with your kids, too. You know, and you have to, in a certain respect, there's like some insect racism. You know, it's like you see a bumblebee, oh, cute little bumblebee. Then you see a wasp, it's like, oh, because wasps are nasty, or yellow jackets. But you see a big old bumblebee floating by, oh. But then you see a wasp, and it's like, yee, danger, Will Robinson. Same with a bug. You see like a little ladybug, oh, cute little ladybug, and then next to it's a roach. And you're like, ah. Same with rats and squirrels. Rats and squirrels. All a squirrel is a rat with a good PR, a fluffy tail, you know, and a little wiggle in his whiskers. Yeah. Do you hear? This is interesting. They're actually training dogs to be ratters. I don't know. This is pretty cool. I believe it is probably it's in Europe, because we don't really do anything decent in this country anymore. But I'm possibly in New York. They are training bull terriers, like ratters, like, you know, because they're actually called, they're rat terriers, you know, and they have a history of, and they love chasing rats and eating rats and chewing rats and catching rats. And they actually are using them instead of like a lot of the poisons, which I think is a very natural way to do things. It's cruel. I don't like anything except for geese. What is it with all these damn geese with attitudes, too? You know, get out of the way. You know, ducks, I mean, it's fascinating. And it's just like people, I guess. Animals are just like people. You know, you got your jerks, which are the geese. Then you got the nice ones, which are ducks. Just like you got the, like with police, a bunch of geese. Always geese stepping. Right? Yeah. Oh. And one more little PSA for you, friends. Why fight global warming? This is the fight global warming one. It says, make a difference, change your light bulbs to fluorescent and save the. But you know, who are you saving it for? The world's going to be fine without human beings. It really is. We're not saving the earth. We're saving us. And the thing is, it's that 80% of people that don't do anything or make things worse, and the 20% of good folks that are trying to salvage stuff, and it ends up making no difference at all when you look at it from a percentage-wise. And who are you saving the world for? Some bratty, rotten, no-good next-door neighbor kids? You know? Some no-good little brats? I don't think so. I don't think so. People have like 10 kids? I am like not driving places, and I'm keeping my thermostat at 87 in the summer so these people can ruin it later. It's going to get ruined. We're going to ruin the earth. End of story. It's just a question of how fast we ruin it. That's all. And you know, for me, this is the end of the line. I got no horse in this race. It's just fascinating. I don't wish anything bad, but you know, I mean, we're just not a super good species. We just ain't. We're interesting. I think we're a fascinating, interesting species. But deep down, 80% of human beings are just rats. There you go. And the other 20% are squirrels. Let's get back into the police. Yeah, Johnny Law, Wayne Hancock. This is a dilly. Oh, man, this is a killer rockabilly tune. Zombo right in your brain. And who are the Brain Police playing that later?
Well, I was cruising, take a candy in my Cadillac. We were gigging Louisiana and I'm coming back. He was starting to like it, now we're dead and gone. I was flashing in my mirror, he was moving on. Hey, Johnny Law, are you picking on me? Hey, Johnny Law, driving off my misery. You got the biggest attitude I ever saw. I bet you wishing I was guilty, Johnny Law. You can sign a violation, baby, on the end. You're pushing me around and swooping that old joke. And if you get your way, I'll be locked up and broke. Hey, Johnny Law, are you picking on me? Hey, Johnny Law, driving off my misery. You got the biggest attitude I ever saw. I bet you wishing I was guilty, Johnny Law.
Thank you. somebody call the police. Police, police, demand you break the peace. Hey, man.
What do you want?
What are you doing standing at the door?
My helmet is in there.
Yo, who's in there?
My helmet is in there.
Boy, you better get away from the door.
I ain't going any place.
You ain't going nowhere?
No.
Whoa. You ring, she bell at 3:30. She say, who? You say, me. She say, I got visitor. You ball like the bull awake the Johnny door. Police, police, somebody call police. Police, police, demand you break the peace. Now, you say you and she engage. One grow up and act your age. The girl hate you worse than sin. Call the policeman to take you in. Police, police, somebody call police. Police, police, demand you break the peace. The street. You paint your face to make disguise, but your great big feet I recognize. Police, police, somebody call police. Police, police, demand break the peace. Hey man, you better watch your case. All the neighbors really know your face. They think you got insanity. A ranger for the community. Police, police, somebody call police. Demand the break of the peace. Hey, man.
What do you want?
You still at the door?
Yeah.
You better come away from that door, man.
My helmet is still in there.
Your helmet's still in there?
Yeah.
Oh, but the law, she come around the corner. I'm gone, man.
Police. Police.
What a great tune. What a great tune. Police by Eddie Cole. And his three whatever it is he had. Before that, we're John Law by the Flat Duo Jets. And we heard, when the police came. Oh, when the police came. Mama Rosen. That was a nice album, nice song too there. And everything began with Johnny Law, Rockin' Tune by Wayne Hancock. And Zombo right in your brain. And it is all police, lawyers, rule enforcers, judges, all that. I will not be on the next 2 weeks once again. If you have a request for a show you'd like for me to repeat, just let me know. The next 2 weeks are going to be repeats. And then I got my Monday show, which is a lot of people think is live, but it is not. I'll get emails. Can you play this song? And I'm not even in the station. Monday's 11 to 1, which is a really good slot, is the Unimpressive Time Machine, where I play shows from exactly a year ago. And people are tricked and think that it is a current show, but it is not. It is a repeat show that I thought would be fun just to see what things were like a year ago, you know? I think that's kind of a neat thing to kind of go about doing. Feels good, doesn't it? It's getting a little bit of cool, a little taste of autumn in the air, which I don't know. Autumn is okay. You know, I'm a summer dude. I like spring and summer, and autumn's like third on the list. But the nice thing about autumn is now it's kind of like the 12-inch disco remix of summer. Because like, yeah, okay, now you get this other part of summer. It's like, okay, then you get this part of fall. It's like, it's like 90, and it's September, but I will take it. And then I'm saying this whole climate change thing, you just ride the roller coaster. You know, because right now it's the turd going down the toilet, and that's might as well surf it. You might as well surf it going down the toilet because you can't go the other way. The way humans are wired, we are not wired to take at least all of the like I'm saying, all of the benevolence has been all the benevolence and all of the what they call the reverence towards keeping this place nice. All those kind of people that those people have just been eradicated. Is really sad. Like a lot of the Native American, because the Indians were like, even Native Americans, were like, you know, keep this place going for seven generations, you know? And just think if they would have wrecked this place, you know, oh yeah, let's throw all this garbage here. Let's just set all these fires and do all this crazy stuff and let's ruin. Then we wouldn't have got invaded. They go, oh man, this place is a nightmare. Look at this. You can't even see. It's so smoky here. All these guys making all these damn fires. All these fires, and they started up all this industry. Oh, man. That big Tomahawk factory. Yeah. Well, I don't know if we like it. Well, they left the place unspoiled. Beautiful country. And old Whitey comes in and goes, nice place you got here. Thanks for taking care of it for 10,000 years. We're going to wreck it in about 300 years. there's always somebody wrecking. There's always a wrecker. There's always a wrecking things. Yeah. But just enjoy the ride, man. All of that. What are you going to do, right? You look around and you enjoy the disarray. You try and then you understand and just look past the chaos and all the darkness. And at least you're alive, you know? My parents always says, well, at least you got your health. I never knew really what that meant. At least you got your health. I know people that are very well off, and they are miserable because they have all these physical problems, you know? And it's really sad to see. They work their whole life. They work the whole life, you know, to get to a certain place of comfortability, and they get there. And, you know, these bodies only last so long. You know, these bodies only last so long. And, you know, you got to enjoy them while you got them. Smoke them if you got them, baby. The Dream Police. This is from one of my favorite. Rio Momo. If you have never heard this album by David Byrne, it was his first solo record. I think it might even been before, right as the Talking Heads were falling apart. He came out with Rio Momo, which was he got all these Brazilian musicians and wrote all this fantastic Brazilian music with them. And I saw the tour. He actually wore a big giant, not so much of a giant white suit, but a white suit. And I did see this tour of his when he was into the Brazilian stuff, which was so damn good. The Dream Police from Rio Momo, David Byrne, Zombo in Your Brain, Mo Police.
Oh, sergeant coming after me, because that old gal's mad at me. But I don't care. I'm gonna tell the judge I know that I done wrong. You gonna get some lawyers to come and go my bond, because that old gal's mad at me, friend, but I don't care. Going to give me 30 long days. I made it up in my mind, baby, go and stay, because that old gal's mad at me, friend, but I don't.